Cat Crazy. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host Amy Shojai, who's a certified animal behaviorist and the author of many books about understanding and caring for your cat. We are crazy about cats and the people who care for them. We're here every week with answers to your questions about living with your kitty. Our number is 888-429-5471. We'd like to thank our sponsors and let you know we've invited these companies to be here because we believe in them and use them ourselves. Please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. And Whole Life Pet will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. There's a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady Network. Stay tuned for Dr. Donna on The Expert Vet right after this show. Cat Crazy is a production of Eight Paws LLC and Amy Shojai, which are solely responsible for its content. Our number again is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. We'd love to hear from you. Ms. Amy Shojai, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying this North Texas weather. Is gorgeous. It was so hard to work today, Tracy. I can't tell you. I'm sitting out here looking at this gorgeous weather. The dog wants to run. The cat is eating. Well, she's eating inside. But anyway, I wanted to get out of it. You know, it's
yeah, it's a good thing you don't live somewhere like, you know, Palm Desert, where you'd be tempted to go out all the time, except for, of course, in the dead of summer, in which case you'd broil to death if you put your paw outdoors.
You just
stay at your computer where you belong, madam. You have a lot more books you got to write, a lot of plays you got to write. You are a busy woman. In fact, tonight is going to be book night. We have some wonderful authors calling in, the most wonderful of which I have to say is already on the line with us, which is you. Now, you have something special to say before we talk to all of our great friends who are calling in. Oh, the number again for those of you listening, grab a line while you can. They're filling up. 888-429-5471. Tell us what's going on with your compatibility.
Oh, I'm so excited. Compatibility, solving behavior problems in your multi-cat household. And it's good for single cat households too, but I've had it available on Kindle for quite a while. And now my print publisher has brought it out in print.
So I'm
just excited about that. And I'm so excited because I'm on a lot of people that are readers that love books are on Goodreads, goodreads.com, and I'm doing a book giveaway there. So you can do a search for Amy Shojai or for compatibility in the giveaways on Goodreads and sign up for a pawdographed copy of Compatibility and learn all about why your cats do the things they do. Even, you know, I have some fun stuff in there. We've already talked about the cat mirror behavior. Why do cats follow you to the bathroom? That's in there.
That's one we could do a whole show on. Of course, we have dogs and cats because they each have their own, I think, special reason. I don't know what it is, but this is why everyone should go to Goodreads and sign up for the Amy Shojai, spelled Shojai, or Compatibility to get a freebie. Everyone loves free stuff, but it is very exciting to be physically between covers, as it were.
Right,
you know, Kindle
right.
And ebooks, it's all great for you kind of techno whizzes, but I'm just like a book girl. I like books.
Well, and this is great because it covers everything. It talks about, you know, how cats think, cat language, you know, speaking felonies. It also talks about, you know, the major.
Excuse me. Speaking felonies. Is that the cutest thing yet?
Oh, sure. I've got a little cute thing.
That's so cute. Felonies. So, it's not like balonies.
No. Felonies, so that you talk cats. So, you know, and so there's a chapter on categorical aggression. There's one on toilet techniques. And that's, of course, you know, why they miss the box, all those different things. Upset kitty feelings, you know, the emotions of our cats. And that we've talked a lot about the stress issues. And then supper time woes. I mean, if you've got multiple cats and they're all on different kinds of foods, what do you do? So I've got some tips there. And then the real biggie is on cat-to-cat introductions. I've even got cat-to-dog introductions in there.
Excellent. These are really important things, because it's how you start a relationship with a new cat really determines the whole lifespan of the cat with you. And if you're feeding only wet food, we're talking 20 years. So you got to start it right. There has to be compatibility right from the get-go. Speaking of cats all eating in one place, it reminds me, on the blog of RadioPetLady.com, where Amy already has some really nice stuff on our shared blog, we're going to start putting photos up there. And someone sent in the coolest photo of her, I think, 9-cat household. They're all related, and they all eat in 3 dishes. And the picture, the overhead picture, it's so cool. So if anyone has a picture and you want to be part of our photo gallery, it's going to be on our blog. And if you're just, you want to do a little, you know, pet porn and have a look, like people do on Pet Finder. Well, isn't that what Pet Finder is, right?
Oh,
you
sure,
just like scroll through and go, aw, look how cute. So we're going to have our own, aw, how cute. Now, we mustn't keep people waiting, because they're so good to be calling us. 888-429-5471. You're listening to Cat Crazy with Amy Shojai and me, Tracy Hotchner. We are Cat Crazy. And one of our most special friends, Ingrid, is calling in. Ingrid,
oh, Ingrid. Came
with Conscious Cat. Hey, Ingrid. It's great to hear from
you. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Amy.
Hey,
how are things going in your world?
Going pretty good. I wanted to add to what you already said about compatibility, because I think it's one of the best books on cat behavior I have read.
Wow.
Amy
just
has look
a unique way in addressing all these challenging issues that it makes it so accessible. And I think for someone who's overwhelmed with some of these feline behavior challenges, it's just a wonderful book that just really gives you hope that, yes, you can fix this.
Oh, thank you. That's really
very touching, coming from Ingrid King, who wrote Purrs of Wisdom, which you guys have heard us talk about a couple of weeks ago. But Ingrid is actually, I think, our very first special friend of this show, which is going to one day be a list so long it'll be as long as an elephant's trunk. And Ingrid's going to be right at the tip of it. Because your website, The Conscious Cat, is so great, and we're really, really happy to have the people that love you love us, and the people that love your book love Amy's book, and oh my God, it's a love fest. That's so nice.
It's kitty love.
It is.
We're all virtually cheek rubbing each other.
That's right. We don't even need feel away around here. We got the human version. Ingrid, it's so great to hear from you. I just wanted to ask you a favor. If you would let your followers and your devotees, maybe tonight or tomorrow morning, know that tomorrow night on my show, Cat Chat and Dog Talk, which is usually with Dr. Sean, the natural vet, the first Tuesday of the month, I have one of the most amazing animal communicators you'll ever experience. And you will dig it especially, because you already are that very spiritual person. I'm the total skeptic. You got to call early. And pick which of your animals, they could have crossed the Rainbow Bridge, they could be with you now. Amy, I'm dying for you to do it too. She has a gift and a talent, but a sense of humor. And sometimes you get goosebumps, and sometimes people really do cry. And other times we all just laugh. And if you can let your followers know that they can get a free animal communication tomorrow night, well, the first Tuesday of any month, but especially tomorrow night, on, if they just go to RadioPetLady.com, they'll see the call-in number and everything. Would you do that?
Absolutely. That sounds wonderful.
I hope you'll be the first call. Call like really at the top of the hour, because she used to do this with me on Cat Chat on Sirius XM. And a couple of times, like, crash the phone system. People were, you know, like dialing so hard, their fingers were bleeding. It's really fun. So call while we're still building, while we're still in our beta mode and we don't have the throngs and hordes yet, right?
I will try to do that. That sounds great.
That'd be great.
I don't want to tell my cat about it, because she'll be calling in and trying to get the dog.
Yes. Yes.
There you go.
But that's one of the really cool things, Amy. Like, people will call in and say, you know, I got this new dog, or the dog and the cat seem to have been fine, but now they're not. And then you describe the dog and cat physically. And I don't know, there's a dialogue that she has with these animals, and you think, really? And then you go, really? Wow, that's scary, because she just like really nails something about their personality or their reality. And I'm just like so the opposite of Ingrid. So, you know, I have to read Purrs of Wisdom and go, pay attention. Things are happening that are not visible and literal. right? There's things happening in a spiritual plane. So you will totally know what this plane is. Amy, I think, flows naturally between the literal and the functional and the more what I call the woo-woo.
I float. I float.
Yes, you do.
It's all the cat hair floating around.
I think it is. You know, I think it
is. Hairball.
Exactly. Ingrid, I'm so glad you called. We hope that you're going to call in as often as you're in the mood, but particularly tomorrow night to Cat Chat and Dog Talk. I really want to hear what your animals have to say about you. That's what I want to know more than anything.
Okay, well, I'll do my best.
It's a different phone number.
I'm a little worried, but I'll do my best.
Okay, try. It's a different phone number because it's on a different channel. So just go to Radio
Pet
Lady.
Okay, yeah, and I'll make sure I let my readers know about it.
That would be great because they love you, and this will be a little added bonus for them. They can communicate with their animals in a whole new and wonderful way.
Exactly.
Have a great night, Ingrid, and thank you for calling and being our special friend.
Thank you, Ingrid.
Thank you. It's good talking to you guys.
Take care, you too. Our number, if you guys have anything you want to share or just be warm your feet around the fire, that's in my house in Vermont, not in Amy's house in Texas. There's no fire. So you can warm your feet in the sun. 888-429-5471. And we have a wonderful author calling, Katrina Kittle. Welcome to Cat Crazy. It's really fun to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much. It is so great to be back.
Well, I just want to explain to Amy and to everyone listening that Katrina was one of my guests on my NPR show, Dog Talk, with her amazing book, The Blessings of the Animals. And is there a V in front of her? Did I just say that wrong, Katrina? It's just Blessings of the Animals.
No, you had it right. You said it correctly.
Oh, phew. Thank goodness. Because, God, nothing worse than the person spent like 6 months, right, Amy? Should there be a V first or not? I don't know. And then the publisher discusses it, and then I could get it wrong. This book is so heaven. You know, it's just, it's all these different creatures in this book. I mean, from cat to dog to goat to horse. And every single one is so well perceived and received and so much a part of these people's lives. It's divine. And I understand there's a super special going on, Katrina, which is why I wanted you to tell everyone. Speaking of physical books versus ebooks, I have your physical book, but your publisher's doing a big fat special on an ebook, right?
Yes, and I'm so thrilled. And first, I just want to say hi to Ingrid King. I love that woman, and it's so funny. I had no idea that we would both be on the same
night. Oh, that's cool.
What a small world.
That's very cool.
Of animal lovers. Yes.
Yeah, we're all in the same little pool of craziness.
Exactly. I like it. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Ditto.
But yes, thank you so much. The book is published. It is a novel. It's fiction. And it's published by HarperCollins. And even though it came out 2 years ago, the publisher recently chose it to be among 13 books they're calling the Baker's Dozen, which are, if you're an e-reader, the e-book version is on sale through April 15th for just $1.99.
That's crazy.
And I know. So I'm so thrilled when I see the other writers in the group of 13. I kind of get a little swoony and fluttery because they're some of my favorite authors. I'm like, oh, there's my book next to theirs. But,
that's
great
feeling.
So if somebody wanted to take a chance on a book, $2 is a pretty easy way to take a chance, I think.
but I can just tell you from my own personal experience, and like Amy, we read a lot of books to review, and in my case, to interview the authors on Dog Talk. I mean, a lot. And everyone who's ever been an author that I've interviewed, cover your ears, please. There's not many. I read thoroughly and entirely right to the end and wish I could start over. And your book is one of those books, Katrina. And honestly, it was just – I'm going to I should get the ebook for my husband. He mostly reads history of economics and things that could put me to sleep. But he loves animals. So you know what? I think I'll just slip that little $2 ebook in there and see if I can teach him how to have fun with a novel. It really is terrific, and I'm sure you're in very good company. It's a fancy publisher, so it's a big tap on your shoulder to say you get to be part of the Baker's Dozen, right?
Yes, I'm very excited. And thank you so much for your kind, kind words. That means so much to me because I know you probably read every book that has anything to do with animals. So I
Well,
really
I don't read them
it,
is Tracy. The point. I mean, I give these great interviews after reading them only partially. And the authors say to me, our show is new, so I know not too many of them are actually listening tonight. Later, if they listen on podcasts, they're going to slap me upside the head. But
We'll deny it.
This wasn't me. Amy had someone else sitting in for me tonight. This wasn't me. I would never admit to this. You know, there are books that are marvelous and you can dip in and dip out and you kind of get the gist of it and you can engage the author and know it was a really good book, but I wish I had time to read all of them. But with your book, I had to make time. I had to carve it out because I just couldn't stop reading it. It's delicious.
Well,
it's
I have a Kindle, so I'm going to have to look it up now. And because I just had my debut thriller with Dog Viewpoint in it. So I'm very much into animal fiction. And I think this one's, is this a mystery?
It's more of a family saga, wouldn't you say, Katrina?
Yeah. It's really kind of the story of a veterinarian's first year post-divorce, and she has this kind of motley crew of rescue animals she's collected over the course of this year. And you know how that always happens in our lives. The rescue animals end up saving us. It's a question of who rescued who. And so there's a very angry horse. There's a three-legged cat, and he's a major player. And there's an escape artist goat who are kind of her main trio.
They're great.
Help her through this first year.
It's wonderful. It's so touching. You're going to love it, Amy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's really great. Katrina,
congratulations. My own cat is sitting right here in my lap.
Well, do you have any cat questions you might want to ask Amy, the cat guru? Is there any cat thing going on that you're perplexed about, questioning, wondering, or is everything just too peachy keen in your house?
Perfect.
It's so odd. There's many things that perplex me, but the most recent one is he has a fascination just recently of flushing the toilet.
He does not
use the toilet, but he will very deliberately just come marching into the bathroom. I'll be in there brushing my teeth, and he walks in, stands up, reaches up, and just flushes watches it swirl around, and walks away. And I have the first time, I know.
You're going to have
the first time I saw him do it, I thought.
No, you're going to have such water bills. I mean, you're going to get a childproof lock on the door because seriously, and I tell people this all the time. Yes, you can toilet train a cat, but it's very difficult to train them to flush. And I don't want to go after my cat. So you've done it backwards.
I know. I wish he would use the toilet. That would be wonderful. And the first time I saw him do this, I knew immediately this was not the first time. I know he probably does it all the time, and that was just the first time I'd seen it. So, yeah, I'm going to watch that water bill.
I just remembered something, though. I have this little contest for Necco Flies Up called Is Your Cat Weirder Than Bubba? Because the woman who invented the Necco Flies toy, her, who you know, Amy, cat Bubba insists, meows and bugs her to be blow-dried every day. So she has to call. She says, do you want to be blow-dried? Leaps to his feet, runs in the bathroom, jumps on the closed toilet seat. She wets down his hair, and he looks like he's in blissful heaven. She has to blow-dry him. And then after that, he doesn't ask her again that day.
She's
so
got
your
a
cat
video.
Is weirder. Yeah,
she's
she has
got a
video.
Wow. It's wonderful, yeah.
It's adorable. It's on radio. It's on – I guess it's on TracyHotchner.com. Who knows where it is? But it's really cute. If you could do a video of your cat flushing the toilet, you'd win an Echo Flies for sure.
Now, just be careful, though. One of my girlfriends had a cat, and the cat's name was Jaws. That's a whole other story. But Jaws would come in and wait until they had visitors that were in the shower and then flush. And of course, you would lose all of the warm, the cold water would go away, you'd get scalded. So Jaws was evil.
And that then is funny.
He'd twirl his little mustache and laugh his kid laugh.
I love it. Well, Katrina, we wish you many, many sales for only $1.99. People should be flocking to it. You
can send me the name again.
The name of the book is The Blessings of the Animals, and they really are blessings. Katrina, send me a link kind of thing, and we'll put it up on our website and have it up there till April 15th. So those of you listening later on podcast, you can just go to RadioPetLady.com and look for links as heard on the air, and you can get Katrina's book. I promise you, best $2 you ever spent.
Oh, thank you so much. And it was
a great night,
Katrina.
Thank you for calling in. I'm going to enjoy the book all over again. We need to go to a break. When we come back, we have Robin holding on, which we just want your patience, honey, and anybody else, 888-429-5471. We'll be right back after this quick word. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil as stress relievers to help solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment and comfort new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feel Away diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household. Look for Feel Away and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing people around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals Omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. VaxiCheck wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxiCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis, and needs revaccination or not. VaxiCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxiCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxiCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon. Hey, Amy, we got to talk to Marty at VaxiCheck at Spectrum Labs, who you actually got to meet in person, you lucky thing, at the Western Vet Conference. But I think that kitty VaxiCheck may already be available.
Oh, is it? That would be great.
I think it might be. It was supposed to be spring. And one of the things that I'm going to be talking about with Dr. Donna Spector on the Expert Vet after our show is new treatments for FIP, feline infectious peritonitis, which until now has been a very quick, miserable, and fatal disease. And they now have new treatments for it. But she's going to talk about all those other kitty viruses, FELV, FE, oh, God, all the horrible things. And VaxiCheck at least can check on the core diseases to know if your cat is immune or, you know, has antibodies to those. So mental note to self, check with VaxiCheck, because we don't want to be saying VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon if it's already here.
Right. I'm going to be doing an article for my puppiesabout.com site on the VaxiCheck.
Oh, great.
Here in the next, and yeah, sometime this month. It's on my to-do list, which means it does exist. It will happen.
Well, explain about puppies.com, because I got a press release from about.com telling me that someone who theoretically I wouldn't know, the famous Amy Shojai, writes the puppiesabout.com. I'm like, I know this lady. Come on. What is the – it's a website that's about.com. Is that like one of those – what used to be Ask Jeeves? Is it one of those websites full of info?
Right. About.com has been around forever. It's gone through a couple of different names.
Yes.
But it is – and my dear friend Franny Sophie does catsabout.com. I used to write the behavior stuff for them.
Oh.
And then I got my own website, which is puppies.about.com. And it's everything squee puppies.
Oh, everything. Wow.
You know, first aid, new puppy shots. You know what the most popular article that I wrote right now on the puppiesabout.com site is vomiting. That is the most popular one. Everybody wants to know. You know, you have
isn't
a
little that puppy. Weird?
That yeah, vomiting and diarrhea. Those are the top two.
How attractive! Oh, you know, it always does boil down to the exit, the exit spaces. It turns out, I know one of the things that Dr. Donna's going to talk about, because I have to ask her a funny question or an odd question, that on Dog Travel Experts, Paris had talked about having heard that ginger snaps or one jelly bean would help a dog from being nauseous in the car, which is,
yes,
I think, ridiculous. And I'm guessing
it works.
That Donna, well, it has no medical there's no medicine to it. There's no, scientific.
Ginger actually does. I wrote a book, New Choices and Natural Healing for Dogs and Cats, and the holistic veterinarians swear by ginger. So
I understand, but that's for nausea. Well, I'm going to discuss it with her. You should listen.
Conversation. Yeah.
Ginger snaps are devoid of any ginger, just so you know that. They have ginger flavor in them. They don't have the actual ginger root in them, unless you made it yourself with ginger root. And nausea and motion sickness are two different things.
Right.
But what's interesting is there is a vomit center in the brain. This is what I was going to get to. So you should know this, that there's a vomit center in the brain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you already knew that. I didn't know that. You did. Well,
yeah.
Okay, good. Uh-huh. So to you, it's like, of course, there's a vomit center in the brain.
And well, you know what's funny? What's really, really very frustrating for us? You know how easily cats vomit?
Yes.
You know what they say? Not when you want them to. They are the most difficult critters to get. I mean, they eat the wrong thing. You can't get them to vomit. You have to take them to the vet almost every single time. You know, dogs, they'll just kind of whoop, sit up with no. I think our conversation's degenerating.
Okay, we're degenerating, and we're going to give the number out. 888-429-5471. We have another special friend of Cat Crazy. Robin is calling in. Hey, Robin, welcome back.
Hey, ladies, thanks for having me. And wow, vomiting and diarrhea. And here's Robin.
And here's Robin, yeah, because we were hoping you could raise this up to a more interesting level. Robin's website, she is our other very, very early adopter special friend, is called Covered in Cat Hair. So the name of your website, is it sort of still keeps it pretty basic, right?
Well,
the basics, like vomiting, diarrhea, and cat hair.
Well, I learned actually a really important lesson today on my website, which is don't prank your readers if you're doing a really good job, because it will backfire on you.
Explain what you mean by prank. I sort of don't think I ever do that, but what do you mean? Explain.
Well, today's April Fool's Day, and every April Fool's on my blog, I do a very special, very bizarre post. So today, I wrote a special post, and too many people thought it was real, and people started unlocking my Facebook page.
They got mad at you? What did you say? You might as well tell us now. You already did it.
Oh, well, I told everybody that I was closing Kitten Associates down, and I wasn't doing anymore because my new thing is to rescue rocks.
That's a very good thing.
Boulders, pebbles, you know, the unwashed.
I love it. Like pet rocks. There used to be pet rocks. They would sell them and everything.
Well,
people thought this wasn't funny. I think it's quite funny. They're a lot less trouble than a kitten.
Well, that's why I wanted to change, because you don't have to take them to the vet, and, you know,
you don't have to feed them. Yeah, there's no hairballs.
Well, and the thing is, I did an adoption flyer with pictures of rocks. and like one of them, this giant 20-ton boulder was named Mittens.
Oh, and, I love it.
Mittens could be an indoor-outdoor rock. It was okay.
I think it's
and
very
I said that,
pretty.
You know, it was hilarious, actually. And I did instead of Pet Finder page, I did a fake website called Pet Rock Finder, where they have a rock behaviorist for those, you know, behavior
problems. I think
problems.
It's very witty. I'm sorry. I don't think that if you went to all that trouble that you should take it down. You should keep it as like a side business. Of course, your kitty cam. You have the great kitty webcam that shows, you know, the kittens in one of your bathrooms. That's going to be not so interesting to watch for the rocks.
Well, unless you roll them, and then you've got rock and roll.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, also I said that the rocks couldn't be spayed or otherwise shoveled.
I think it's very clever. I'm sorry people didn't have a sense of humor. It seems like you went to a lot of creative trouble in a good sense.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
I love the indoor-outdoor boulder called Mittens.
Oh, yeah.
Has somebody already spoken up for Mittens? Because I would like to maybe consider Mittens. How big is Mittens?
Well, Mittens is about 20 tons, but somebody said that. They said, oh, my God, Mittens looks just like my Fluffy.
That's great. I love it. 20 tons. That's going to be a little bit of a challenge.
I just want to see. Yeah. I want to see Mittens go to the rock show and win a big ribbon.
Yeah.
Well, I actually have a picture at a show. It was a cat show, but a rock is being judged instead of a cat.
Because you know how they swoop the cats through the air. I want to see.
They do. Yeah. That's very weird.
Mittens, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. We have to talk about cat shows sometime. Robin, thank you for calling. Thank you for your creativity. We salute you on April Fool's Day. We are too young as a radio show to pull any tricks on people. They might either expect tricks every week.
Yeah, don't do it.
No, they might expect them every week or never come back. So until we have them loyal to us, like the kittens that follow you everywhere, we're going to have to follow the straight and narrow. But we salute your rock finder. We really do. Thanks for calling in, sweetie. Great to hear from you.
Have a good night.
And you, covered in cat hair. You can go back to reading Covered in Cat Hair, friends, tomorrow, and there will probably be cats and kittens up there instead. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we have another author calling. It's Writer Night with the most cool book, Another Insane Devotion. Wonderful book. We're going to be right back in just a minute. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition too. Halo is a private company, partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy inside and out. This show is also supported by Platinum Performance Canine Wellness Formula, which is a comprehensive nutritional supplement for dogs. It provides a special blend of more than 55 nutrients to improve the health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. In a scientific study of learning ability, the dogs who took Platinum Performance Supplement had better memory of new skills they learned compared to the control group of dogs that did not get Platinum Performance. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. And there's a Platinum Feline formula for cats, too. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist cats and dogs with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. We are back, and the number to call to talk to us, just to fool around on April Fool's Day or to ask us serious questions, is 888-429-5471. We had Pat who called in earlier and something went wrong with her line. So Pat, if you're still listening, we absolutely want to talk to you. So give us a call back. Well, we say hi to Peter Trachtenberg, author of such an original and fascinating book, Another Insane Devotion. Peter, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hi, Tracy. It's great to talk to you.
And you, Amy, I just had the opportunity to do a really in-depth interview with Peter on Dog Talk, my NPR show. And being a cat book, I thought, how can he not come on Cat Crazy? Because everyone listening will adore this book. Peter, I guess in a nutshell, one could say that this is too nutshelly, really, but just to give people a sense of it, It's a memoir, but very much about your developing awareness, realization, attachment, closeness to one cat in particular, but cats in general. And it's sort of about the loss of your wife at the same time that a cat went missing, and your realization that maybe you needed to learn to be able to be more intimate in an emotional way. Is that kind of nutshell-y, or did I do it wrong?
I think it's more about the idea that I learned to love people by loving cats.
Excellent.
I don't think, you know, I'd had relationships with people before I first had a cat, but they were kind of shallow, perfunctory relationships. And it was only after I'd spent a couple of years owning and caring for and loving cats that I was able to end up loving the woman I ended up marrying.
Which is very touching. It's a very brutally honest book. It's brutally honest and comes across as you don't paint yourself as any kind of a fabulous animal adoring saint in the beginning. You kind of could take or leave your animals and your cats in the beginning until this one cat really turned your head. Don't you think that's a way of putting it?
Yeah, that's a pretty good way of putting it. I mean, she was a funny little black cat with an underslung jaw who was named Bitey because that was her habit. She had a lot of bad habits, and I loved her anyway.
And you didn't have an animal behaviorist like Amy Shojai to teach you how to have her not do that. So she just went around biting anyway. But what is it you think about a cat, I mean, as opposed to, one could say, a dog, that helped you find this sort of inner self, inner connectivity, or whatever word might be not too cliched to use? What is the catness of a cat that made that possible?
Well, some of it is that a cat approaches you to pay attention to it on its own terms. I mean, dogs want your attention. They want it desperately. But they're always, you know, from all the years in which we co-evolved, they sort of know how to read it, and they know how to speak or communicate in very human terms. I mean, what do you say to a dog? You say, speak. That does not work when you say it to a cat.
Right.
Cats are always speaking, but they speak a lot with their eyes. They speak with the position of their ears. And the common denominator of all those things is that it forces you to pay attention. And I think that paying attention to another being, whether it's a cat or, you know, a partner, a spouse, of one gender or the other, that lies at the heart of loving something. I think it begins with a kind of curiosity about the other.
And not a judgmentalism, like just watching and observing and accepting them for who they are and how they are. I think with a cat, you have to do that, right, Amy? I mean, you have to love a cat on their own terms. You can't dictate the way they can behave. The best you can do is keep them off the counter, which really is not what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
That's a triumph if you can keep a cat off the counter. I mean, dogs are all about, what can I do for you? And cats, they're mildly autistic. They live in a world of their own in which you happen to be present. They may love you very deeply, but they're not service animals. You know, the closest they come to it is when they bring you an eviscerated chipmunk.
Does that ring true to you, Amy?
In a certain way, it can, yeah. I think it's really, I like the idea, Peter, of saying you have to really pay attention to cats, because dogs really do, their relationships are much more on a parallel with humans compared to cats. Cats are from Mars. And so if you start paying attention to cats and their behavior and their body language and all of those little subtle things, and then you start paying attention to the people around us. Humans, we don't pay that close of attention to our body language. We do the same thing. We just don't pay attention to it. So that really, if you start to clue in on a cat and it translates to paying exquisite attention to the world around you, to your partners, the people that you care about, it's all good. It's going to make a much better relationship once you start paying attention. And it's kind of a feedback system then too, because then they start when you pay attention to the cat, and then they're going to pay more attention to you. There's this whole thing. If you ignore a cat, they will ignore you. If you reciprocate when they ask for attention, then they are more likely to give you attention when you ask for it.
So did you find that obviously you didn't have this the woman that left you, is it the same woman, obviously, that you wound up marrying and having a great relationship with, but do you think that there's a kind of a male-female thing that men are somehow hardwired or taught from childhood to not be as attentive? Because I think women are taught to be more attentive to subtle body language, to subtle messages. Maybe it's too much of a generalization to say.
Oh, that's definitely true. I mean, men, we're taught not to place that great value in a relationship.
Right.
You know, we're outer, at least when we're younger, we're very outer-directed. You know, we're about charging out into the world and toward our careers. I mean, all of those differences are blurring because women are certainly, at least as active in the professional market as we are. But, you know, traditionally, for thousands of years, there was a kind of bifurcation or a split between what men did and what women did and what men cared about and what women cared about.
That's right. And you could think of women and how they're taught to pick up on all kinds of little clues with their mates and their children, little clues that they're not feeling well, that they're anxious. And those kind of, I guess in a sense, we call it maternal, but it's really just a form of loving that is what you're talking about, that the cat allowed you to be aware of.
Yeah, that it is. Well, it's the great sort of gift of paying attention to another being, which I can't say I'd really done very much up until I had a cat. And the other thing was that my relationships, and this is sort of a painful thing to admit, they were utilitarian. I mean, I was interested in people, and I'm thinking particularly of the women in my life, for certain reasons. I mean, you know, which had to do with sex and with having a partner or a girlfriend. And they were very much about what they could give me. And when I first got a cat, there was nothing this cat could give me. But she was nevertheless fascinating to me.
It's nice, isn't it, Amy? I mean, it's really, it was transformative, and you weren't even looking for it, but it was just, and it was this one cat, this one bitey cat, you know, it's just like humans. Who's that one person that rings your bell and you don't know exactly why? Amy, I'm sure you've had dogs and cats in your life that you have no idea why that dog or cat and you picked each other, but there was a picking that went on, right?
Oh, very much so. And I think that's, It is reciprocal. It's very much, and you don't know why they choose you either. You
That's
can be
right.
in a whole room full. When I was I was touring to different shelters around the country, and there was always this one kitty that this was on a cat tour, but there'd be this one from across the room that it was, you know, that some enchanted evening, and your eyes meet, and there's that connection, and you go, and it really does. I mean, the same thing happened with my dog Magic. It happened with the first dog we had, it's not something that you can scientifically explain. I think it goes to the emotive center of your being. It's like attracts like. Sometimes it's opposite that attracts, you know, that really fulfills that. Maybe there's a little empty spot in you that just really is attractive. And Peter, maybe that was something that you recognized there was something missing there that you didn't know it was missing, but this cat was that puzzle piece that made things feel better in some way?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, that with both of the cats were great loves in my life. It was, they sensed, or something sensed, a need in me to pay attention. A need in me to maybe to care for something. You know, my cat Biscuit, when I first met her, she was terribly sick. She had been found, you know, as a kitten, an abandoned kitten, huddled on a tree branch, drenched with rain. She was so sick, the people who found her thought she was going to die. And I came to look at her. It was just when she'd gotten over the worst of the crisis, but she was still quite sick. And she sort of, like, came over to me very hesitantly, and then she just suddenly grabbed my paw and began licking it.
Uh-huh.
And she, you know, has woken me up that way for years.
Nice.
Well, and it's funny because cats, you know, dogs, you can say, oh, go lie down. We'll play later.
That's right.
You know, I'll tell the dog, you know, go get your bear. Bear's lonely. And he'll go get the toy and he'll lie down. When the cat is there, get that Kindle off your lap. I'm ready to eat you. That's my lap. I'm ready to be, you know, to have some attention now. Yeah. And they don't take no for an answer. And really, in a way, their cats are a very unique kind of system that would be great as a therapy animal because they don't take no for an answer. The cats that are really very, very good at this do even better jobs than some of the dogs do because they really, they get in, they will not say, they won't, you know, be brushed aside. They're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
and that was clearly true of your cats, Peter. Well, I just can't recommend to people enough Another Insane Devotion. It's for writers. It's a great treat to see somebody really bare their soul with all of the warts and the bumps and then come out to be this much more evolved and thinking, feeling person. And the cat gets a lot of the credit. But I would say, Peter, so do you. You have a lot of courage in what you wrote about and the time you took to really pay attention first to the cat and then to yourself. It's a really wonderful book, and I just want to congratulate you and recommend to anyone that loves kitties. This is another way of understanding why we do love them so much.
Thanks so much.
Have a great night. Take care. So nice to talk to you again.
Take care, Tracy.
Take care. I think it really, you said all that so well, Amy. We're going to go to a break, but you added so much to it. And when we come back, I want to continue on with something that you were just mentioning. Therapy cats. I think it's a great topic. And I only have once in all the years on the radio interviewed one lady that had a therapy cat, but I think it's something worth inspiring people to try for themselves. Give us a call if you're out there and you want to talk, 888-429-5471. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. In scientific tests, Vectra 3D was shown to create a shield on your dog's skin to repel ticks and kill them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, a bite which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Cat Attract litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box and overcome litter box problems, which saves lives because out-of-litter box problems are the main reason people give up on their cats. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussy cats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. Senior and long-haired cat litters protect the health and comfort of those pussy cats. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. This show is part of the Radio Pet Lady Network, the best pet radio shows in the world. If you're enjoying our show, please go to RadioPetLady.com to see all the other live shows that I co-host. Mondays, there's Cat Crazy with Amy Shojai, who's a certified animal behaviorist who is crazy about cats, followed by The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna, giving second opinions on hard-to-treat medical problems. Tuesday is Cat Chat and Dog Talk with Dr. Sean, the natural vet, and followed by Tracy's long-running NPR show, Dog Talk. Wednesday is Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore, who advocates great ways to enjoy life with your dogs and cats while keeping them safe, followed by Dog Travel Experts, exploring all the ways to get out of the house with your dog from around the block to around the world. Thursday, it's a Dog's Life, discussing dog behavior with trainer Greg Cleva, followed by Pet Food Advisors with Dr. Sean Delaney, a famous veterinary nutritionist with advice about what to feed your cats and dogs. You can listen to any show in the podcast library at RadioPetLady.com. Amy, let's talk a little bit about therapy cats, because you obviously have experience and knowledge about what makes a good therapy animal. And dogs are the ones most frequently brought around to nursing homes and children's wings of hospitals,
right,
and, you know, old age homes. But cats are actually a great choice. Do you think people do it less because cats generally aren't as comfortable traveling, or are people more allergic to cat dander?
I think that's both of those are really good reasons for not doing it. There are a lot of cats that just our little homebodies, and they're wonderful in their own home. But, you know, anything that's different, they kind of fall on the ground and say, stranger, danger, I can't get out there. So it's, you know, if you have a kitten that's been properly socialized, and there are some cats, I mean, these cats that go to cat shows are wonderful, wonderful prospective therapy cats, because they're used to being handled. They're used to crowds. They're used to all this noise. And it would be wonderful, because how many people that are in hospital situations, or young children, or people in Alzheimer's units, older people, that remember their pet wasn't
big
slobbery dog. Their pet was a cat that sat on their lap and purred.
Right.
And there is nothing more healing or more soothing than that cat's purr. So I think they're really kind of underutilized. Now, I know that there have been cats that have won awards. There was a cat here. I'm in North Texas, and in my town, there was a kitty that several years ago, I think it was a one-eyed cat that won a Delta Service Animal of the Year award.
Wow.
as a therapy cat. So, I mean, they are out there. I think people think of cats being, you can't train a cat, therefore you can't do such and such, you can't do this or that. Well, cats do all the things that service dogs and therapy dogs do, with the exception of the physicality types of things. There are seizure alert cats.
Really?
There are migraine alert cats. There are, just think about it. I mean, cats, before an earthquake, they're the ones that are, you know, climbing the drapes and saying, Mom, something's coming. Do something. They're very intuitive. They have sensory equipment that, you know, we cannot detect. So a lot of these things, they're able to detect these things. Now, whether the cat, it really depends on the animal and the bond with the person, whether they're going to alert, or if you're going to recognize that they're going to alert. I mean, even there are dogs, you can't really train it. There are dogs that you pick out of the shelter.
That's right.
And they suddenly start alerting to your son who is having seizures, and they tell him in advance, and people say, oh, well, the dog's being mean, he's being aggressive, he's knocking my son down. No, he's trying to get your son on the ground so he's safe when he has a seizure. So if you recognize, so if you can figure out what the behavior is, and then try to watch for this. There are different, you know, cats are designed to do different things physically than dogs are. So they are not suited for a lot of service animal work, but therapy work, absolutely. If you have a kitty that's not going to be traumatized, that's not going to be scared, that is, you know, one of what I call the Christopher Columbus cats, that nothing faces them, he wants to go out. Those would be marvelous. I hope people will think about that. It's the dander, that's an issue, but people are allergic to dogs too, and they seem to get around that.
Right. And in fact, what people are actually allergic to in cats, which is little known, is the dried saliva that's on their coat. So cats spend a third of their time grooming themselves with their tongue, and then that saliva was on their fur dries, and then it becomes airborne. It can become quite sticky. So if you're really allergic to cats, that's what you're allergic to. And the easiest way to deal with it is either a damp washcloth on the cat, or if you're lucky enough to get a cat that you can get used to the idea of being just gently rinsed with warm water. Of course, Bubba would love it, because then he can get blown dry.
Right.
But, I mean, that's a way to make a cat really hypoallergenic, is just to get the dried saliva off them, which, of course, is invisible to us. You know what I'd love to talk about next time, because we've run out of time, is I'd love to talk about those different personalities of cats and how to pick the one, or in what way one should encourage a cat to accept a harness. Because I would guess that a cat that's good about a harness is therefore going to probably be good about going out in the harness, and then might make the great therapy animal. And a lot of cats have never had the opportunity to see if they'd like a harness or not. So I'd love to talk about that next week, you know.
Oh, and I've got a how-to in my Complete Kitten Care book, too.
Of course you do.
You can train a kitten in about 30 seconds to wear a harness and leash. I'll give you the info.
Excellent. So we can all start to go out a little bit more with our kitties. And once they get a little brave and they get their Christopher Columbus mojo going, then there's the sky's the limit. Well,
Real quick thing for people that are allergic to cats, there are some products out there. There is a breed of cat, the Siberian cat. Look into the Siberian cat. They have less of the FeLD1 protein that causes the allergen. So
that, see that? Next week we are going to be telling you more things that you knew that you needed to know. Thank you so much, Amy. Have a great night. Kiss your kitties. Everyone stay tuned for Dr. Donna, the expert vet. Thanks, Amy. Talk to you next week.